3972, Deductive Logic by George William Joseph Stock, M.A., Part 2 of Propositions, Chapter 5, of the Quantification of the Predicate. Number 295. The rules that have been given for the distribution of terms together with the fourfold division of propositions into A, E, I, O are based on the assumption that it is the distribution or non-distribution of the subject only that needs to be taken into account in estimating the quantity of a proposition. 296. But some logicians have maintained that the predicate, though seldom quantified in expression, must always be quantified in thought. In other words, that even when we say, for instance, all A is B, we must mean either that all A is all B, or only that all A is some B. 297. If this were so, it is plain that the number of possible propositions would be exactly doubled, and that instead of four forms, we should now have to recognize eight, which may be expressed as follows. 1. All A is all B, represented by lowercase epsilon. 2. All A is some B, represented by capital lambda. 3. No A is any B, represented by capital epsilon. 4. No A is some B, represented by lowercase eta. 5. Some A is all B, represented by capital epsilon. 6. Some A is some B, represented by capital iota. 7. Some A is not any B, represented by capital omega. 8. Some A is not some B, represented by lowercase omega. 298. It is evident that it is the second of the above propositions which represents the original A, in accordance with the rule that no affirmative propositions distribute their predicate. See number 293. 299. The third represents the original E, in accordance with the rule that all negative propositions distribute their predicate. 300. The sixth represents the original I, in accordance with the rule that no affirmative propositions distribute their predicate. 301. The seventh represents the original O, in accordance with the rule that all negative propositions distribute their predicate. 302. Four new symbols are required if the quantity of the predicate as well as that of the subject be taken into account in the classification of propositions. These have been supplied somewhat fancifully as follows. 303. The first, all A is all B, which distributes both subject and predicate, has been called lowercase epsilon to mark its extreme universality. 304. The fourth, no A is some B, is contained in E, and has therefore been denoted by the symbol lowercase eta to show its connection with E. 305. The fifth, some A is all B, is the exact converse of the second, all A is some B, and has therefore been denoted by the symbol capital epsilon, which resembles an inverted A. 306. The eighth is contained in O as part in whole, and has therefore been assigned to it the symbol lowercase omega. 307. The attempt to take the predicate in extension instead of, as it should naturally be taken, in intension, leads to some curious results. Let us take, for instance, the U proposition. Either the sign of quantity all must be understood as forming part of the predicate or not. If it is not, then the U proposition all A is all B seems to contain within itself not one proposition but two, namely, all A is B and all B is A. But if, on the other hand, all is understood to form part of the predicate, then U is not really a general but a singular proposition. When we say all men are rational animals, we have a true general proposition, because the predicate applies to the subject distributively and not collectively. What we mean is that rational animal may be affirmed of every individual in the class man, but when we say all men are all rational animals, the predicate no longer applies to the subject distributively but only collectively, for it is obvious that all rational animals cannot be affirmed of every individual in the class man. What the proposition means is that the class man is coextensive with the class rational animal. The same meaning may be expressed intensively by saying that the one class has the attribute of coextension with the other. 308. Under the head of U, come all propositions in which both subject and predicate are singular terms. For example, Homer was the author of the Iliad. Virtue is the way to happiness. 309. The proposition lowercase eta conveys very little information to the mind. No A is some B is compatible with the A proposition in the same matter. No men are some animals may be true, while at the same time it is true that all men are animals. No men, for instance, are the particular animals known as kangaroos. 310. The lowercase omega proposition conveys still less information than the lowercase eta, for lowercase omega is compatible not only with A, but with lowercase epsilon. Even though all men are rational animals, it is still true that some men are not some rational animals, for no given human being is the same rational animal as any other. 311. Nay, even when the lowercase epsilon is an identical proposition, lowercase omega will still hold in the same matter. All rational animals are all rational animals, but, for all that, some rational animals are not some others. This last form of proposition, therefore, is almost wholly devoid of meaning. 312. The chief advantage claimed for the quantification of the predicate is that it reduces every affirmative proposition to an exact equation between its subject and predicate. As a consequence, every proposition would admit of single conversion, that is to say, of having the subject and predicate transformed without any further change in the proposition. The forms also of reduction, a term which will be explained later on, would be simplified, and generally the introduction of the quantified predicate into logic might be attended with certain mechanical advantages. The object of the logician, however, is not to invent an ingenious system, but to arrive at a true analysis of thought. Now, if it be admitted that in the ordinary form of proposition the subject is used in extension and the predicate in intention, the ground for doctrine is at once cut away. For if the predicate be not used in its extensive capacity at all, we plainly cannot be called upon to determine whether it is used in its whole extent or not. End of chapter, read by Leonidas for Lit2Go, on the web at fcit.usf.edu.